Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf hey. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amud. We're starting a brand new Mishnah. It's really not brand new because we quoted it already before back on Daf Gimel a couple of days ago, where the Mishnah tells us that while there's a halacha of kasher zomam, that we inflict punishment on the Eidim, what they wanted to inflict on the defendant. However, there's a difference between mominus and between malchus. And that is, Mishalush and Mamamun, when it comes to money, they split it up between the Eidim. So for instance, we had in the Gemara yesterday a case of $200, 200 zuz, where the two Eidim said falsely that Reuven owes 200 zuz to Shimon, and it turns out that they weren't even there, Imanu Hayisem, they were in Chicago. So what's the halacha? Mishalush, should we go and split up the amount of the 200 between them? If the two Eidim, each one pays 100. If the three Eidim, each one will pay a third of 200, which should come out to roughly 66 and two-thirds. And if there are four, then each one pays 50. And so on and so forth. But that's only when you're talking about mammon, but not when you're talking about malchus. For malchus, everybody gets the full amount of the malchus. You don't say, well, since it's 40 altogether, let's do 20 and 20, or 19 and 19, or 18 and 18. No, no, no such thing. Everybody gets the full amount of malchus. Ketzer. Hey, do you have the chaver masayim zuz? Oh, our case of the 200. Vim to zoymimim mishal shemineim. We split it up among the Eidim. We allocate among the Eidim. If they're 200, 100, 3, 66 and two thirds, like we said. Avi meidiu shuchai malchus aboyim. Minim to zaymimim. Kolecha miyechad loikar aboyim. Everybody has to go and get the full malchus. We don't go and split it up. Zokimar minon emili. The Gemara only asks the kasha on the malchus side. The Gemara assumes that it's a double portion that we should go and split up the 200. Because after all, the whole kasha zomam is, we wanted to damage him to the tune of 200. So now if each one pays $100, so wonderful. We've now been mashlim, or we've been punished in accordance with the kasher zomam principle. But why would you say legabi the malchus, since after all the malchus is 39, 40, let's go and split it between the Eidim. Minuan emili, amrabai, nemer rosha, b'chayovi, malchus, nemer rosha, b'chayovi, misis, bezdin. The word rosha is used twice. One by chayovi, malchus. And Rashi quotes the part of the pasuk. By chayovi, malchus, it says, in bin hakois harosha, then you have to go and give him malchus. B'chayovi, misis, says, asher hu rosha lomus. Aha. Just like by Rasha, there's no such thing. There's no way of splitting up the Misa between two people. You can't go and cut Misa in half. Afkane Malchus Lamechza, we can't go and cut Malchus in half. You can't be half pregnant, you can't be half dead. Either the person's alive or he's dead, he's not half dead. Person can't go and get half Malchus. Ilun Gzeira Shava, Rasha, Rasha. Rav Amrava says, I have a different limud, but inan kasher zomam lasis liyachid, v'leka. What does that mean? So Rashi says, kasher zomam shiyakabal hanidoin malchus shleima. Kasher zomam, just like his plan was. What was his plan? That the nidin, the defendant, should go and get malchus shleima. So therefore we go and inflict upon him malchus shleima. I don't understand. So why don't you say the same thing like Gabe Mominus? Each one of the two Eidim wanted to inflict the full amount of the Mominus of the 200 zuz. Let everybody have to go and pay 200 zuz. There's a fundamental difference between Mominus and Malchus. Since we wanted to deny this fellow the 200 by forcing him to pay to Shimon, so now we inflict the same amount on the two Eidim, and by the two Eidim we can be mitzvah of Mammon. If each one gives $100 together, it's 200. However, when it comes to Malchus, there's no such thing as being mitzvah. Well, if you take half of the Malchus, I take half of the Malchus, that doesn't really repay, and it's not a real zom kasher zomam lasois vis-a-vis the first individual, because the first individual we wanted to go and give him 39, and here we're only giving each one half. Some of the Mepharshim add to that, that although, why can't you be mitzvah of 19 and 19, or what have you, to go and get you to the magic number of 39, why is it not mitzvah? So they say, Abal Batish, a very poshut to Svara, because the real Malkus, when does it really start hurting? The latter ones. Because the very first ones are, unfortunately, when inflict lashes, of course the first ones are painful too. But as the marks on the body and as the wounds get deeper and deeper, as you get to number 33 and then 36 and 39, each time it gets more and more painful. So by splitting it up, each one of the two Edom, or each one of the three Edom, is only getting the initial lashes and not the final lashes. And so therefore that wouldn't be the Kasher Zomim Lasses Li'achiv, where the original defendant, they wanted to give him the full force of these heavy-duty lashes, which would have been up to the full 39, assuming that he would be able to endure 39. Those are the real painful ones, starting from after 30 L'moshel, then it really starts getting very, very difficult. Mashenkin, earlier it's ready.
Can you say that getting the actual malchus is not a kenas, that's a punishment?
Uh-huh.
So therefore, the full punishment is malchus haban.
Uh-huh.
Separately, they have a kenas to pay to make good on whatever it is of the loss that they would have incurred.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you want to say there's a different character or quality to the two different punishments. Good. Zog the Mishnah Baitim. Eino Edim Nas Zaymach Yezimu Es Atzman. Hazoma is only when, now the word Yezimu is referring to the Edim Hamazimim, that they have to go and undermine Atzman, the original Edim, but not the original Edus. What do we mean? As everybody knows, the Din of Hazoma applies to Imanu Hayisim. You, Edom Zomim, were together with us in Chicago that day that you are saying you noticed, you saw, you witnessed a Ritzicha, a Gneiva, a Halva, etc. What happens if instead of saying that the Edom were together with us in Chicago, they say that the Nidoin, the defendant, was with us in Chicago? How can you go and say that this defendant went and bought and stole, or Chas V'Shalom, killed somebody on Sunday night? That defendant was together with us in Chicago that evening. Chayda comes out the exact same thing. Bottom line is, these Edom didn't see the Nidoin, either because they were in Chicago, or because the Nidoin, the defendant, was in Chicago. However, there is a major nafkimina, the Gabi Hilchus Kasher Zomim, Edom Zomim. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Edom Nas Zomim, when is there a din of Edom Zomim, Achizimu Es Atzman, that the Mazimim are attacking the truthfulness of Atzman, of the Edom themselves, where they were located at the time of the original crime, or halva, etc. So the Mishnah says very clearly, first the Edom say, we saw Sunday night, Yankel Chas V'Shalom killed Ben. So now the Edom Hamazimim say, hey, Chata Be'idim, Shehari Nereg Zeh. How can you possibly say that Edis? Shari Nerag Zeh, the victim, Oya Hoyrig, for the defendant, Zeh, Hoyimono Oysayim, what complaining? They weren't there Sunday night, they were together with us in Chicago. Ein Elo Zaman. That is not called Edom Zaman. Avo. Omulahem, Heichamatam Edom Shariatam Oysayim, Shaatam Oysayim, Imono Oysayim, what complaining? Not the Hoyrig or Nerag. You guys, you ate them yourselves, you were more complaining. So now we understand the Lashon of Achiyazimu as Atzman, that the attack and challenge of the Hazama, of the Edom Amazimim, is attacking they themselves, that the Edom Imanu Hayisim, as opposed to the Hoyreg or the Nerak. Nushtiku. Bo achirim behizimum.
What's the ramification of this?
The ramifications is we don't do a kasher zomim. In other words, a whole kasher zomim. Let me ask you a stomach question. What happens if two Edom come and say, we saw Yankel go and kill Beryl? Then afterwards it turned out that these guys are liars, they were hired felons, and what they said is not true, and they don't know what they're talking about, but they weren't in Chicago. Some. They were just hired guys that went and said lies upon lies upon lies. Fake news. Huge fake news. That's all they were talking about. Fake lies and fabrications. What happened to them? They're not called Kashizam. They're just called Edom Rishoyim, Shakronim, Rishoyim. We do not go and inflict upon them what they would have wanted to inflict upon Reuven or Yankel, etc. This Kashizam that we punish the Edom just like they wanted to inflict on the defendant only applies in the Kashizam situation. So therefore, if they stam edim shakranim, or in our Mishnah, if they say that the Hoyrig or the Nerag was the, did it, and it turns out the Hoyrig and Nerag was in Chicago, they just assure him they're bad guys and they should be blacklisted. We shouldn't allow them ever to come into shul, into daven, to this, to that, whatever. They're bad guys. But they don't have the dinner of Edom Sam. Getting back to our Mishnah. Bo achirim v'hizimum. Bo achirim v'hizimum. Afimim meya. Kulam yehargu. Here we're talking about a very, very rare type of situation where it seems to be highly, highly suspect. What happened? We had one pair of Edom that came in and said, we saw the Maiser Ritzicha Sunday night in New York. Come to Edom HaMazimim, and they say, how can you say that? Imanu Yisam, that Sunday night you were together with us in a chasana in Chicago. Okay? Those guys are disqualified. Oh, two new Edom come in and say, Rabbi Isai, we were there Sunday night and we saw Reuven kill Shimon Nebuch Sunday night in New York. Come the same two Edom HaMazimim that we had before, they come into Bezin. How could that be? Imanu Yisam, they were together with us at the chasana on Sunday night in Chicago. Okay? Disqualified. Bringing now a third pair of Edom. And this happens now up to 100 times. Each time the same Edom HaMazimim say about the first pair of Edom, Imanu Ayisim, you were together with us in Chicago. What happens in such a situation? Zokta Tanakam, Bo Achirim Beizimim, Bo Achirim Beizimim. Each time you have a new pair of fresh Edom that come and say testimony, and the same Edom Mazimim come and say Imanu Hayisem, and for the May, even if this happens 100 times, Kulam Yehargo, we're going to kill all of the first 100 pair of Edom, because each time there were Edom Zamimim, I'm sorry, Edom Hamazimim, that said that Imanu Hayisem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, one second, Istatus Hizu. This looks like a conspiracy. This doesn't smell good. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is suggesting is that these Edom HaMazimim know everybody, and all 100 or 200 people were together with them at that chasana. Pinked all of the Edom that talk about that Sunday night Ritzicha, every one of them was with them in Chicago. Ah, sounds kind of unlikely. Sounds suspicious.
It was a big chasana.
The first one.
Keep on going.
First, if it's suspicious, it should be suspicious.
The kasha that you're asking is an excellent kasha, and in fact, Igmor is going to ask it on the Amud base. So not just Rabbi Kiva Eger. This is Amoroyim they're going to ask. How could that be? Once you're suspecting that they're fibbing, the whole thing is not true, then the same thing should apply to the first as well.
What's the lesson of Meya? Meya is an expression,
it's just saying a lot. It happens over and
over. What would you prefer? Would you prefer an Elef?
It's
not a guzma. It's just saying, even if it happens many times with the same thing.
I wonder, maybe there's some significant.
I think it's just trying to strengthen the chidush of the reisha. That the Tanakhama says, even an indefinite number of initial Edom come and say, we saw the Ritzicha. If, even though it's the same Yankel and Beryl who are the Edom HaMazimim again and again and again 100 times, I would think, like Rabbi Yehuda says, it smells very suspicious. Yankel and Beryl, the Edom HaMazimim, saw every one of these people in Chicago. Come on, give me a break. It doesn't sound right. Say the Chum makes no difference. That's the Xeris Akasiv. We always believe the Edom HaMazimim over the Edom Zalmanim, even if this were to recur 100 times in the very same case. How do we know, Taka, that this Imanu Hayisem, to cause them to become Edom Zalmanim, only applies if they say about the Edom Zalmanim Imanu Hayisem, as opposed to the Hoyreg or the Neherag? The Hoyreg, there's no practical distinction. So, the Omer Kratz in the Pasvin, Eid Sheker Ho'ed Sheker Ona Biyachiv. So what's the Rai from this Pasik? The Rai is, Ashutishaker Gufa Shel Eidus. It says, V'hine Eid Sheker Ho'ed. The Eidus Sheker was proven to be about the Eid himself. Not the Eid Sheker Ho'edus, that the Eidus was Shakronus, because the horeg or narag imanu hayisem, but rather the eid sheker or eid, the eid himself was a shtick sheker. Why? Because he wasn't even there. He was in Chicago. It could be Reuven Taki killed Shimon. It could be. I don't know. But these two Edom certainly don't know, because these two Edom were eid sheker, eid. The Edom themselves are a shtick sheker. They were not here. They were in Chicago. The Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana have arrived from a different pasuk. Lano is by Sora, Achetisra, Gufa Shel Edus. Who says Sora in this case? Rashi says Sora means Edus Hamuseres, Shehusru Misham. They are removed from here. And who is removed from here? The Gufa Shel Edus, those people that are saying the Edus themselves, they were removed because they were not here. Imano Eason, they were out in Chicago.
When you think of it, it's a little bit semantics, because it's like saying to someone, if you say that someone, what he said is a lie, it's not really different than just saying he is a liar.
True.
And that's what's happening here. You're saying the testimony that they gave couldn't be true because they weren't there. Versus saying what you said isn't true.
No. That's not the point. They're not saying it can't be true. He's saying it may or may not be true, but you cannot testify.
Right.
It's a gavra. So it's a, they're attacking the gavra, not the atheist.
This is not a gavra.
No, but it's not a gavra.
What they're saying is that whatever came out of your mouth can't be eligible
because
or true
were,
because you weren't there.
Right.
Which...
It might be true. The point is this, is that the Edom HaMazina are not saying that the crime didn't, or the event didn't happen. They're saying is that you are
coming
ineligible
you,
to express
it. Can't come from you.
Right.
And in fact, the Gemara is going to talk about in another few lines, you could have the Edom HaMazina being first Edom as well. Meaning, they can go and say to the first pair of Edom, not that you said that on Sunday night there was a Ritzicha Imano Hayisem. And by the way, the Ritzicha Taka took place, but it was on Monday night, because we were in New York on Monday night. We were together with you in Chicago on Sunday night, so forget about it. You were not there, Imano Hayisem, you Edom Zaman. But the truth of the matter is, unfortunately, Reuven did kill Shimon, but not on Sunday, but on Monday. We'll see Mishmah in the Gemara in another few lines. Good. Amar Rav, Boshnaim the Amru. The Mizrach Bira Horag Ploini Es Anefesh. Mizrach means, of course, to the east side. Bira. Now, the word Bira itself has a number of translations. In our case, Rashi says Traklin Godel, like a huge hall, a huge plaza, a huge square. So, two Edom come in and say, Mizrach Bira, on the eastern side of that huge palace, square, hall, whatever. Horag Ploini Es Anefesh, we saw Reuven killing Shimon. Uboshnein, the Yom, another two Edom come and say, Father Mamar of Bira, Imanu Yisam. Don't you remember we were sitting together at a nice cocktail table there on the Marav side of the Bira, far removed from the Mizrach side of the Bira? We were there together for 4 hours, from 8 to 12 at night. What are you talking about? So therefore, L'choira, they are saying, your Edom Zamim, Imanu Yisam. Says Imar Chazina, we have to go and now assess the situation. Iker Ekaimim Mamarav Bira, merci chazi le mizrach bira. We don't know how large this hall was. We don't know how large the square was. If it was small enough that a person with normal average vision could see from Marif to Mizrach, then ain't no zammim. They're not zammim. They say that we saw it. It's not true. You're right. We were the whole night there on the Marif side, but we were able to see. It was a clear night, and we saw what was going on the other side, and we saw distinctly Reuven killing Shimon on the Mizrach side.
How could they give Hasra?
I mean, Tesra.
I mean, if give Hasra to the accused before to Mechayev him an onesh?
Maybe they gave Hasra and then they ran back.
It's the mechanics of Hasra is so short, it's so brief.
I hear you, but I don't.
And Bira, by the way, usually refers to Bira Yimsach Hasyoma, refers to Beis Hamikdash, you know.
If you remember, I said that the Bira has a number of definitions, but for our purposes, Chas Hashem, nobody killed anybody in Beis Hamikdash. But anyway, we're getting back to, except for Nebuchadnezzar and his minions, we're getting back to our case over here. Fine, maybe the Gemara is just telling you a hypothetical as opposed to an actual. You're saying, how could he be given Hasra? It's good. But the point is it within vision or not? If it's within vision, then you can't automatically disqualify them for the Ein, for the Mono Yisem. We were there, but we were there. We saw both. The Imlav, however, if it's so far that you cannot possibly see it, Ariel Zalamim, then the Mono Yisem doesn't have to be from New York to Chicago. It could be from one end of the hall to the other end of the hall if you couldn't possibly see what was going on the other side. So Gemara Pshita, L'chayra, you're not telling us any great Chiddushim.
I was going to say, that's not really...
You want a Chiddushim here, it's very simple. Look, you might have said, Malechish L'nahayra Baria. I might have thought, yes, the average individual's vision could not see from Marav to Mizrach. But there may be people that have very, very strong vision, and maybe they were able to go and see from Marav to Mizrach. Have a good Shabbos. Kamash Malan, that's why the Gemara is telling us we don't measure based on actual vision, we base it on average. Now, of course, what the Gemara doesn't say, but the Chayre, if in fact the first two Edom can go and prove through their doctors and through, they'll say, Bezin, come with us, we'll show you. Here tonight it's just as clear as it was two nights ago, and the moon is full moon just like it was two nights ago. Come out with us and you'll see. Can you see what's going on the other side? No. I can tell you exactly, I can read the writing on the wall. That's a different story. But in the case where they cannot prove the Hoyer Barian, then the assumption is that they have average vision just like everybody else. The Omer Rav.
So just say what you have, okay?
Bo Shnaim B'tzafra, B'chad B'shabata, Horak Ploini Esanef. Two Edom came.
That's just how much you have, okay?
And they said that in Surah, B'tzafra, in the morning,
get that, then just in the Chalos.
B'chad B'shabata, Sunday morning in Surah, Horak Ploini Esanef. We were there, right after davening. Rachman Litzlan, people got into an argument, Tzvard and Ashkenaz, this and that, Yotachla, Nishkachlan, Nebuch, things got very heated. Rachman Litzlan, Uvei Nebuch killed Shimon, oy, Rachman Litzlan, it's terrible. And two Edom Mazimim come and say, hey, how can you say that? Bepanya bechad b'shabata, late Sunday afternoon, imano yisim and edo. You were together with an edo, so what do you know what happened back in Surah on Sunday morning? It says Yimar, chazinon imitzaf lepanya motzi ozul. Misur l'nedo, if there are enough railroads, enough caravans, enough cars, enough horses, enough donkeys.
Ubers.
Okay, so not Uber. Any mode of transportation that can get you from Surah to Ne'edor in time. In other words, it's not 1,000 miles. It's a relatively short distance, and you can go and travel that distance from the morning until late afternoon. Then finally, have a zone. The love, however, if it's 1,000 miles, and you cannot possibly get from Surat to Ne'edor 1,000 miles in one day, is a bazoi, and have a zomit, then obviously the are items of it.
Also not a fitted.
Frank Diamar Nachum of Pshita. The same Alechish for Gamla Parcha. Literally, Gamla Parcha means a flying camel. As a Rashi, we don't mean a flying camel. Camels don't fly. But what we mean, says Rashi, in the middle of the Omid, Min Gimalim Yesh, there is a special breed of Gimalim, Shehim Kalim Bimrutzasim, that they can go and run very quickly, almost as quickly as a flying bird. So when we use the term flying, we mean it a little bit of an exaggerated sense. We don't mean a flying camel, but we mean a very speedy camel, a camel that can fly. And therefore, I would have thought, even though the normal, regular camels cannot possibly get you from Surat to Ne'edor in the same day, but if you go with the express Gamla Parcha, the flying camel service, you can get there. Kamash Malon, then we're not choishish for something like that. No shtickle, the Yom Rav. Bo Yishlein, the Yom B'chad B'Shabbat, Torek Ploini Yisa Nefesh. Sunday, Reuven killed Shimon. Bo Yishlein, the Yom Rav, Manu Yisa B'chad B'Shabbat. You were together with us on that Sunday. On Sunday, this is taking place at Bo Yishlein in Bezin on Tuesday, where the first pair of Edom say that on Sunday, we saw Reuven killing Shimon. Two other Edom come and say, hey, one second, Imano Yisem Bechad B'Shemata. Sunday morning you were not in New York. Sunday morning you were in Chicago. El Betrei B'Shemata. But when did this Ritzich actually happen? Not on Sunday, but on Monday. Betrei B'Shemata, Horek Ploini Esa Nefesh. So the Edom and Mazimim are now wearing two hats, if you will. Number one, they are pasteling the first pair of Edom and saying, Imano Yisa, you were together with us in Chicago. And number two, they're also telling us, I got this Edus, that Reuven Taki killed Shimon, but not on Sunday. It was on Monday. Or, for that matter, V'loyoy, and Afilo Amru, even if the Edom HaMazimim testify, not that it took place on Monday, but Afilo Amru, Erev Shabbos, or Ploinius and Nefesh, that this took place already on Friday. Yes, it's true. Reuven killed Shimon, but not on Sunday. Either took place on Monday, or it took place on Friday. What happens now to the first pair of Edom? Nehrogin. The Be'inu become a Sadi. Gabra la bar ketolohu. Then the first pair of Edom, they get Misa. Why did they get Misa? Because they were testifying, their desire was to testify about Reuven killing Shimon and having Reuven killed, and therefore since they had this intent to go and kill Reuven, and Imanu Hizam, oh, so that's a Kasha Zamam, and therefore we're going to go and kill these Edom, even though we're also going to go and kill Reuven. Why are we going to kill Reuven? Because Edom and Mazimim are testifying that Reuven killed either on Monday or on Friday. But that has nothing to do with the Edom Zaman, because the Edom Zaman said false Edus, they said it happened on Sunday. And Sunday, Imanu Yisam in Chicago. And therefore, they get Misa, just like the defendant will get Misa.
Do we split their Edus, Hamazimim, and their Agaz Edus about the Mitzicha into two Edus, or is it a package so that if they are now attacked for some reason, it all falls away? Another set of Edom come and say, mm-hmm. Your second set of Edom, you were with us in California. You're a bunch of phonies too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now do
on Sunday or on Monday?
I'm saying is their Edus now? This we've now packaged their Edus Hamazimin and their Edus Hamaisa into one unit. Mm-hmm. Is it one unit legally as well? That if part of it is refuted, undermined, attacked as Edom's own, it's attacked as Imanu Yisam, it all falls away, or is it separate to it, separate?
Chayyim, it should be told in the machlokes between Abai and Rava, the Gabi Edom Zomnim, whether it's the Mafreya or Mikana Lahaba who Nifsal. If you go and say that it's Mikana Lahaba, that means from the point of his Edus and further become possible. Anything they said before would not be possible. If you say the Mafreya, then they would be possible from before. So the Chayda would be totally in that.
Interesting, by the way, also, they never testify killed on Shabbos. Even though they're Rishayim, but they're Shomer Shabbos Rishayim.
Because the guns are Muksa on Shabbos, they can't touch it. Anyway, I don't see any grace of Chiddush over here. The Mazimim proved that these guys are dominant, so therefore they go and get Misa. We learned it. We didn't learn it yet. It's in the Mishnah, which we're going to learn in 2 days on Sunday. Lefichach nimtis achas mehen zoi memes, hu vehein nerogin mashniya ptura. If you have two pair of Edim, one pair of Edim turned out to be a pair of Edom Zamamim. However, the other pair of Edom turned out to be kosher Edom. And they both testified about the Nidoin, about Reuven, that he never killed Shimon. So the one that's Edom Zamamim, never they get killed. The one that is not Edom Zamamim, of course, they are Potter. The Gemara is going to ask them, Nafzayin, it's not only that they're Potter, they are kosher Edom. They're the ones that said proper Edom. Why are they just called the Shnei Ptura? The Gemara will address that. But the point is that that Reuven also gets killed because of the fact that the second pair of Edom, which were not Neherogim, which are kosher Edom, they testified that Nebuch Reuven killed. Okay, so Nebuch Reuven gets killed because of their Edus, and the first pair of Edom get killed because of the Kasher Zava. So isn't that the same thing that Rava just said? What's Rava's Chiddush? Everything by the first part of Rava is talking about Chiddush. They say it's the second part of Rava. This is a somewhat unique Gemara, because normally when you talk about Reish and Seifa, you're referring to a Brice or a Mishnah, not to a Memra of one of the Amiroim. But this Seifa is referring to the Memra of Rava. Now what did Rava continue on? Masha Enkein B'Gmardin. Masha Enkein L'Gabi G'mardin, that would be different than It's Trichalei. So what's the G'mardin? What are you talking about? Boshlein B'Yomu. So we start again. Two came into Bez and said, B'chabe Shabbata, Nigmar Dinoi Shel Ploini. In other words, the Edus doesn't focus on the actual crime that took place, the Ritzicha or the Geneva, the Halva. It's referring to what happened in the Bezdin. And therefore, the first spirit of Edom come and say, B'chad B'Shabbat, we were there, we were sitting there in the audience on Sunday, and we heard the Bezdin issue their psak, Nigmar Dino Shel Ploini, that Yaakov Reuven killed Shimon, and therefore Reuven is going to be executed. We were there Sunday morning when that happened, when the Bezin issued that psak. Now Edom Hazimun come and say, hey, Chabbat Shabbat, you were in the audience Sunday morning of that Bezin? Imanu Yisi, you were together with us in Chicago that morning. You weren't there in the Bezin Shtibel. However, what we can tell you is, the Erev Shabbos, Nigmadino Shel Pliny. Friday morning, like you said, not on Sunday morning, but on Friday morning, Nigmadino Shel Pliny. They talk a Paskin on Friday morning that this Uvei Nebuch gets Misa. Even if they say that Monday morning the Bezin gave a Gemar de Nigmadino Shel Pliny, what happens now to the first pair of Edom? So I would say the first pair of Edom, Nerogin, they try to go and kill the guy. Ein Edom Nerogin. Why not? In the Komisadi, when these first pair of Edom say Edus, when are they saying Edus? On Tuesday in Bezdin. They said on Tuesday. We witnessed, we were part of the audience on Sunday morning when it was Nigmar Dinai. That was not true, because Edom HaMazimim say, you were Imanu Yisem together with us in Chicago on Sunday. And either it happened on Friday, or it happened on Monday, but it didn't happen on Sunday. What happens now? We do not kill the Edom Zomim. Why? The Binim Komisadi, when they testified on Tuesday, who did they testify against? Reuven. Reuven had already an execution warrant on his head, because we have a psak din of Bezdin that he deserves to be executed. So therefore they're being made about a gavra bar katlehu, a gavra ktila kotal. They're trying to kill someone that was already executable. He was destined to be executed because Bezdin already had a gemar din. And therefore, they are einon neherogim.
Because effectively they haven't really added anything to his, to Reuven's status.
It's not only that, but the whole kashazom is that they wanted to go and kill an innocent person. Innocent in the sense that there is no death penalty on his head. This person is already considered to be a gavrik tila, because there already is a death execution sentence on his head. Therefore, all they're saying is, go and execute an executed person, or a person that should be executed. Therefore, it's gavrik tila, and they are einon neherogim. So this second part of Rav is, of course, a chiddush that we didn't learn from the Mishnah. That's why he first introduced it with the easy part, and then he finished off with the bigger chiddush part.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And we continue on that this not, doesn't only apply to dinei misa, but the same thing applies. If you have a situation of a knas, and we go through the same type of fact pattern again. You have two Edom that say on Tuesday that on Sunday someone stole and he did a tvichum mechira, and therefore of course he's chayiv dalid dehei. Ubo ishnaim, and then another pair of Edom come the Umru. Sunday morning. You were together with us in Chicago that day. What happened was taka true. It happened on Monday. Or, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, on Friday. In such a case, the first pair of Edom Mishalmin, they have to go and pay the Dalib the Hay that they wanted to go and cause Reuven to pay because of their false testimony. Even if they say that it happened on Friday, nevertheless, the first Edom are Mishalmim. Now, why do they have to go be Mishalmim? After all, when they testified on Tuesday, this guy was already chayif to go and pay the dollar of the hay, because the second pair of Edom said that he did the Tvicha Machira on Friday or a Monday. So why do the first people have to, first Edom have to pay? The Be'idna de Komis Hadi Gavra La Patrish Luminu. When they said Edis on Tuesday, we didn't have yet a payment sentence on Reuven that he did a Tvicha Mechira, because the Bezin only decided that after the Edom HaMazimim testified that we know for a fact that it happened on Friday or on Monday. But at the point where the Edom HaZavimim testified, there had not been that second Edus yet. So therefore the Gavra at that time was Labat Ashlumenu. There was no sentence on his head, you have to pay Dalet Behei, because we didn't know anything about the Monday or the Friday. We only know about what these Edom said, that it was on Sunday, but that turns out to be a lie. Immanuel Yisim in Chicago.
So the difference between the case of the Nesicha and the case of the Dal of the Hay.
There's no difference yet. Let's go to the second part. Boshnai v'yomru. What happens if two Edom come and say b'chad v'shabbat? Again, they're testifying on Tuesday. And they say b'chad v'shabbat, they're going to v'tobach u'mochar, v'nigmar dinai. That there was a gemar din. And the Bezin already said that this guy is chayv to pay Dal of the Hay. And then Boshnai v'yomru. Don't you remember Sunday morning? We had lox and bagels there in the shul on Sunday in Chicago. You were together with us. You don't know anything about that. But Erev Shabbos is going to be Tavach Nigmar Dinai. Tak on Friday it happened. And the Gemar Din was on Monday. The point is, at that point, Ein Mishalmin, then the first pair of Edom do not have to pay. Why don't they have to pay? The Be'idna, the Komisadi, since they are testifying on Tuesday, and the Bezin had already rendered the Psak that this fellow owes Dalet Behei on Friday, or on Monday, days that preceded their testimony on Tuesday. So when they are testifying, Reuven owes the money. The truth of the matter is, Reuven owes the money, because the Bezin already issued the psak that he owes the money. So they're not trying to cause something that Reuven would not have had to pay, and they're trying to cause him to pay. He would have had to pay anyway. It's a, in a sense like the Gavra Ketila Kotel. Here it's a Gavra who's already a Mishalim. Gavra Patashlumenu. Patashlumen means that he is already on his head, the psak din of Bezin. You have to pay Dalet Behei. So when they came and said on Tuesday, we wanted to pay Dalet Behei, guess what? They have to pay Dalet Behei anyway, because we already have the exact just like before. Yeah.
What about the fact that part of the reason why we have a Knas in the first place,
yeah,
is because we're looking solely at what is the intention of their Avis.
Right.
And their intention was to cause them this person to
damage. So it's
regardless of whatever Pesach was,
mm-hmm,
that they're being knossed on their intention.
But the intention has to be an intention.
A feasible.
An intention that could have been implemented had there not been any other extraneous circumstances. So had the Edom Hamazimah not come, Reuven would have been off the hook. He would not have had to pay. And with their bad testimony, their intentions were, and it would have been implemented that he would have had to pay. Over here, even without the testimony, it would have been implemented, because Edom Mazimim say that he was already chayav to pay from before.
Extra would have happened because of their
exactly
crime.
In the case of the Tashlumen, though, the victim of the crime,
yeah,
is going to chase after the Reuven to get paid the Keren, the Dalet Behei.
Exactly.
In the
right.
case of the Metzicha, yeah, the victim is gone. So you don't have the same quality where you have a Bezdin imposing justice in the world in the absence of anybody complaining. Here you have somebody who has an interest, he's going to, or his yorshim are going to pursue the Dal of the Hay.
Right.
In the case of the Ritzicha, I mean, you know,
the Bezdin is going to go and send out their sheriffs. I thought you were going to ask a different question.
Yeah.
And that is that since there is no Ini Hadin on that Friday or on that Monday, otherwise, because if he's already dead, right, then there wouldn't be a kashazama.
Okay.
So it must be that he ran away, like you're saying, he made up later. Okay, so what's going to happen now? So then we say, okay, we can't find it, forget about it, you know, let's go on to the next case. They're going to send out the sheriffs and the police and the wardens and everybody else to try to find him, to go and bring him back to Bezin to be executed. And you know, this is the case, remember, of the single peer of Edom Hamazimim that accused and testified that 100 peers of Edom, each one of them, Imanu Yisem, together with us in Chicago. Where is Reb David Kalman when we need him? That was Reb David's kasha before. Reb David Kestenbaum, we asked the kasha.
You said you'd answer it on Daf Beis.
I said that the Amoraim asked on Daf Beis, on the Amud Beis. In fact, that's what they ask. Is that for the kasha shayin and nami loy? The same thing should apply even to the first pair. If we don't trust the Edom Mazimim because we're saying they're a bunch of hired felons, they're a bunch of no good nicks, so we shouldn't believe them the first time either, not just the other 99. What it's talking about is that the first ones were already geharget. In other words, Edom Zom came, they said, we saw the Ritzicha Sunday, and Bezin issued the Psak Taka, we're going to go and kill Reuven because he killed Shemuel. The Edom and Mazim come on the scene and say, oh, 1 second, don't execute. No. Sunday they were together, Imanu Yisem, and therefore we stopped it. We didn't go and kill Reuven. But what did we do based on these Edom Mazimim? We did kill the Edom Zalman because they testified falsely. Imanu Yisem. Okay, good. They're ready. Holach Leilomam. They have a special place in the Beis HaChaim, and they were killed. Good. What happens now? Now, a day later, a new pair of Edom come and say, guess what? The defendant, we saw it. The first pair of Edom that are already dead, they didn't see it. But we were there on Sunday night, and we saw the Ritzich, and Reuven killed Shimon in cold blood, and there was Hasra, and Edom, okay. The same Edom Mazimim come on the scene, and they say, Chevra, Imanu Yisam, you're also together with us. Says Rabbi Yehuda, this doesn't smell right. Every time Edom are going to go and come, the Edom Mazim are going to say, Imanu Yisam, even 100 times, come on, give me a break. They couldn't be together with the whole world. Everybody was together with them in Chicago. Ah, we don't believe. So therefore, on the first pair of Edom, it's already too late. And they're already dead. But we're not going to trust them from time number 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 100 and more. So that's what Rabbi Bovo says, that's what we mean, the Kastri Shed. Shekhan Bavahar. Frank Yimara. If that's the case, might have a habit. Why is the Mishnah telling us the only ones that they're going to believe is on the first pair of Edom? The first pair of Edom that are already dead. We shouldn't even be talking about it. Never the Despedim are over, never the sitting Shiva. They're dead. It's a dead issue. Why would the Mishnah even tell us we believe him on the first time? Now we believe him the first time, it's already too late. Elom Rabbi Ochi Kamar. Pshat in the Mishnah is Im Eina Elakas Achas Nehereges. Oh. What the Mishnah is telling us, says Rabbi Yehuda, is that the only time we believe Edom HaMazimim, if it's only involving one cut of Edom Zamen. If the same Edom HaMazimim tried to challenge the quality, the qualifications of two pair, then we don't believe him. We don't believe him not on the first, and not on the second, and not on the third, and not on any of them, because the whole thing smells fishy. We only believe in a case where there was just one. Aha. Not in our case where there were 100, but in the case where Ein Elakas Achas, then Neregis. But if anything more than one, then we don't believe the Edom Mazimim. You'd have to have multiple Edom Mazimim. Frank Timura, okay, that sounds good, but Habuvad Kamar. The problem is that it says in Amisha, it's an Edis Istatis, and Ein Nemanim El Ein Nerek Elakas Rishoyna Bilvad. Only the Kas Rishoyna. If you're talking about that a case where there are 2, 3, 4, 100 pairs of Edom, then you go and say, we only killed the first one, we're not going to kill all the rest. That makes sense. Kas Rishoyna Bilvad. But if you're saying that the Mishnah is telling us is that the only time you have Edom Zom, when there's only one Kat, not when there are multiple Katim, and each time the Edom Mazimim are Mazim every one of those Kitois, so it should say in Nerag, Ela B'mokim Shiyesh Kas Achas, was the Kas Rishayna B'vod. So that Lashon L'Chayra is not so perfect. So Timon B'vod Kamar, Kash Enachanami, this is Taka Bissel Shver. I Chamish Kabreira. It's not a few, the Lashon is Taka not 100% exact.
What is Kat?
Kat is a peer of Edom.
Group.
A group. In this case, it means a pair. Looking more about how it's a daso isadi the ishtaker, isisadi the ishtaker, as the isisadi achrini the lo ishtaker. What's going on over here? You have a woman. She brought Edom. Why did she bring Edom? Presumably that somebody owes her money. And guess what? The Edom come. The Bezin asks a whole bunch of questions, and they are makchish ze as ze. They cannot come up with the same story. He says X, and the other one says Y, and so therefore the Edom are thrown out because they are makhish each other. So what did she do? I see sadly she brought another pair of Edom. Mishtaka, and the same thing happened again. They were makhish each other. So Azla, I see sadly achrin, now she brought a third pair of Edom. And this time they got the story straight. The lo yishtaka, and each one was able to say precisely what the other one was saying, and so therefore this was, in a sense, kosher Edom, that they were not makhish. This whole thing smells. That each time she brings another pair, each time the Bezin disqualifies one pair, oh, no problem, I got another 100 pairs. You just give me the time, I'll bring in the pairs of Edom to go and testify. So says Rish Lakish, I think so. Rish Lakish sounds like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Huchsekazu means she now has a chazaka of being an evil, bad person. Omer Rabluza. So Rabluza said now to Rish Lakish, as we'll see in a few moments, Rabluza was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, so therefore he was, in a sense, so in a sense he was a colleague of Rish Lakish. So Yigmar says, Omer Rabluza, and he Huchsekah. I agree with you. This lady smells that she keeps on coming up with new item. Doesn't look right. How can you say each time a new pair of Adam come in that they're all a bunch of phonies? To go and say that she is a phony, that I agree. But to go in each time two Adam come in and say, these are phonies, every Yid has a cheskes kashrus until you prove otherwise. So I have to assume that this third pair of Adam, when they were able to get the story straight, that these are reliable and these are kosher Adam. So Rabbalaz obviously is disagreeing with Rish Lakish. Says Yigmar, Zimn havi yasi kamid Rabbi Yochanan. There were other times that we were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, together with Rabbi Elazar. Also ki I might look amayu, and this very type of situation came in. Mrs. Smith brought one pair of Adam, disqualified, second pair of Adam, disqualified, third pair of Adam. They got the story straight. Rish Lakish, so Rish Lakish said like his psak. This lady is cannot be trusted. Rabbi Yochanan now use the same expression as Rabbi Lozer. Even though she may be muchzekis as a rishant, as a bad lady. How can you now disqualify every pair of Adam that come? Because after all, each one has a cheskis kash. So Rish Lakish now looked at Rabbi Lozer with a very, very jaundiced eye, so to speak, where he, in other words, he was suggesting, Reb Lazar, after all, you are a Talmud of the Heilige Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan. And Omalei, Shamas Mili Bibarnafcha, Flei Amris Li Mishmei. You heard this halacha from Rabbi Yochanan, because you said Mamish word for word, in He Huchsika, Ka Yisrael Mi Huchsiko. So why didn't you go and say in the name of the Heilige Rebbe? You should have said, Rish Lakish, how do you say that? The Rebbe gezogt, and you said it on your own. Therefore, that was improper that you didn't go and attribute it to the Rebbe, to Rabbi Yochanan.
Why did you judge Rabbi Lozer Mardasakas first? Maybe he said it, Rabbi Yochanan heard it, and then Rabbi Yochanan was, Rabbi Yochanan was repeating it, saying it as in his name as well.
Apparently, that didn't happen because Rabbi Lozer doesn't respond and say, "I'm very sorry, Rish Lakish, but I came on to this on my own."
Okay.
So apparently, that was not the situation. So, this fact pattern, although it's totally different than the fact pattern of our Mishnah, however, the svar is the same. Then, in each case, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, this smelt that the same Adam Mazimim, each time, say about 100 pair of Adam, all of you, you were together, Imano Yisem Be Chicago, doesn't sound right. That's the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. And something as Rish Lakish. The Rish Lakish says that each time the lady is able to go and pull out a new pair of Adam from her hat. No problem, I bring another pair. Huchsikazu, l'choria, it's the same type of svar. Rabbi Yochanan had said, no. Im yuchsika, huchsikaka Yisrael. Same thing as our Mishnah, he would hold like the Rabban of our Mishnah, that we assume that the Adam HaMazimim are correct and are telling the truth. I can hold like the Rabbanim too. I can become a Rabbanim awesome. When did the Rabbanim say in our Mishnah we believe the Adam HaMazimim to leka to come hada? After all, it's only one pair of Adam, and I don't see a lady going around trying to go and pull out a new pair of Adam from the closet or from her hat and saying, oh, I have a new pair and have a new pair. It's the same pair of the same Adam HaMazimim come in time and time again, and I don't find anybody hiring them to say untruths each time. So therefore the Rabban said, since the Torah says Adam HaMazimim are believed as opposed to Adam Zamim, that's the Chiddush of Adi HaZama, shall I believe him? Even if it happens 100 times. Aval Hacha, Ikaha, the Kamahadra. But here the Rabban would agree with me. I see that this lady, Mrs. Smith, keeps on coming in and out of Bezin, each time pulling in another pair of Adam. Looks very fishy. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha, I know the Amar Yafil Rabbi Yehuda, I could agree with Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. I've got the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam, the Amrinin, Otakuli Alma, Kabi, Hani, Havi, Kaimi. Come on. Does it make sense to say that all 100 pair of Adam, all 200 people, were picked together at the same party, the same chassid, the same shul, the same whatever, together Adam and Mazimim? Come on, give me a break. Each time she brought a pair of eidim, it could be theoretically that innocently she thought that these two eidim know the story. She went over, Yankel Berl, you were there after davening on Sunday morning. Yeah, sure. You remember the story of Avon? Of course, yeah. You come on in, and this one says it was $500, this one says it was $50, this one said that the lady borrowed money, this one said the lady lent the money. So since they couldn't get their story together, so we had to disqualify them. But a third pair of Adam actually were witnessing, and they looked carefully, and they were, saw what's going on, and therefore they were able to go and be made the truth, Emes Lamita. Talking more about Anaya Mishnah, Eino Adam Nenrogin Achi Gomer Hadin. Shari Tzadokim Oyrim Achi Horeg. Oh, so this is the famous Kasher Zomele Kasher Osa Halacha, where our Mishnah is telling us this, that Unzer Chachomim Mishyogin, that to become Neharag, to become an Eid Zoyim, you have to have a Gmar Din. But only a Gemar Din. But you have to have a Gemar Din. It's not enough that you appeared in Beis Din. Let's talk about a regular case. Two Eidim come into Beis Din. They say Reuven went and killed Shimon. The Beis Din has not paskined anything yet. Zero. They're just listening. We're listening to whatever people have to say. New Eidim HaMazimim come in now. And they say about the first pair of Eidim, Imanu Hayisam. What happens to the first pair of Eidim? We're going to scold them, we're going to scream at them, we're going to throw them out of Beis Din. However, since there was no Psak Din yet, vis-a-vis Reuven, we're not going to go and kill the two Edom. Because the two Edom are only killed if Kasher Zomen, there was a Gemar Din, based on their Edos. In such a case, then we would go and take them out to be killed. But who knows what Beis Din would have done? They may have decided on their own for other technical reasons that we're not going to believe this pair. Or maybe there's going to be another pair that will makhish them. Since there's no Gemar Din yet, we cannot go and inflict upon the punishment that they had intended to inflict on the defendant. The Tzedokim go to the other extreme. They say it's not enough that there's a Gemar Din. There's got to be Mamish a Hariga, that we actually killed Reuven, and then we go and kill the two Eidim, which of course we do not agree with either. How do they Tzedokim learn? Sheshenema Nefesh B'Nefesh. Here it says Nefesh Tachal Nefesh, but really the Pasuk said Nefesh B'Nefesh. And so therefore, we, the Chachamim, are kind of in the middle. No Gemar Din, we do not kill. If there was a Gemar Din plus execution, we don't kill. It's only if there's a Gemar Din. So we kind of make a compromise. There was a Gemar Din, but the Nidoin, the defendant, was not actually killed or executed, or he didn't have to pay, or whatever the situation was. However, the Tzedokim say, no, it's got to be Davka after he was actually killed. Nefesh v'nefesh. Now, they wanted to do, they had the intention to do against their brother. Now, if the brother is dead, then he's not an ochiv anymore. Hari ochiv kaim. The word ochiv, he's only a brother when he's alive. Once the person Nebuch is dead already, he's no longer my brother. Nebuch is the person who's dead. So therefore, darshining Gemara, that the whole din of kasher zomem only applies if the defendant who they accused, who they testified falsely about, is still alive. I didn't kill them, why did they say nefesh b'nefesh? I would think that as soon as they said the initial eidos, we should go and take the eidim zomem and kill them, even before a gemar din. Nefesh b'nefesh. It's got to be that there's already a gemar din. And like the Gemara said on the Amud Aleph, once you have a gemar din, it's as if it's a gabra ketila, it's as if he's dead, because we have a psak din. Oh, that's in that case, it's taka nefesh b'nefesh. Zog Dimar, Tone Beribi Oymer, whose Beribi is a Krashi, Kacho Yishmoy, his name was Beribi, which is different than other Rashis, because Rashi is Chul. Sorry? Rashi usually says about Beribi that he was Godel Hador, that he was a very, very great man. That's why he had the name Beribi, he was recognized as being
the Rebbe,
the great one of the generation, the Grace of Paisik. If you look at Moisef Rashi, our Moisef Rashi here on the side says, Hemshech Ba'amid Haba. So now we looked at the Moisef Rashi on Vav Amid Aleph on the right hand margin. Beribi Oymer, it's about 10 lines into the Moisef Rashi. Beribi Oymer, Lo Yadid Amana, I don't know his name. El Echad Godel Bedoyroi, I agree, he said Godel. Vashem Kach Neka Beribi, that's how he got the name Beribi. Ked Ashkham, like we find somewhere else. In Erev and Rabboishi, Beribi. Perik Beis, Rabbeluz, Akapar, Beribi. So the Beribi usually is a very honorific title, Beribi Dor, the Grace of Godel. Here, however, Rashi says, no, that was his name. His name was Beribi. Ezokim are telling the Rebbe Yoimer, Loi Hargu Nehrogin, Hargu Ein Nehrogin. That's the halacha like we know it, that if they did not, if the execution was not implemented yet, it was not executed, what's the halacha in such a case? Nehrogin. But Hargu, if it was, Ein Nehrogin, they don't get a dinner misa. So Omo Aviv, so the father of Rebbe said, Bini, Lav Karbachaymo, come on. It's a Karbachaymo. Madch, in a case where they were not successful in killing the other guy yet, they get Misa. If they were successful, they should get Misa. Basically, like the Tzedokim said in our Mishnah. Omaloy Sabribi says now back to his father, logically, what you're saying makes sense, but the logic is based on a Kal V'chaymer, and you can't go and give it punishment based on a Kal V'chaymer. The Sanya. We have a famous limud. What's it then? And Royce. Advasa, Beaches, Avasi, Chesedo, Menechusulaini, Benehamam, etc. There's a din of Kares if a person lives, Chasasholim, with his Achoise. But the Pasik does not talk about a double sister, but only a sister from one side, a half sister. What is that? Ishikach Zachoise Basovit. It was the daughter of his father, so it's a paternal sister. Oy bas imay, it was a maternal sister. Then the halacha is v'nichrusu. Only el basav shloy bas imay. Ubas imay shloy bas ovid. If it's only a half. Ubas imay uvas ovid. Nina, what happens if she is both a bas ovid and a bas imay? The Torah doesn't address that. Tamaloyimah, that's where the Torah adds at the end of the pasuk. Erbas achoisay gila. Now, why does it have to repeat erbas achoisay? It says in the pasuk, isha sheikach as achoisay bas ovid bas imay v'roa servasa. I know. Erbas achoisay gila. This repetition comes to tell you. I would have thought I could learn it from a Kal V'chaymer. That's what I would have thought. Imanish al bas ovid shloy bas imay, ubas imay shloy bas ovid, bas ovid ubas imay le kol shkein. That's what I would have thought. Alamarta, by the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu repeats the words erbas achoy segila, telling you she'ein onchen min ha'din. No such thing. Even though svaradik, of course you're right. If you get kares for living with a half sister, you should certainly get kares if you're living with a whole sister. Nein, ein onchen min ha'din. Oynish amado. Now we heard about oynish. As far as we know, how do we know that God is giving an israelav? How do we know? Tam alayim, it says in the pasuk, "Eves achoyscha bas avicha oy vas imecha." That if you want to go chulila and live with your sister, who's only a half sister, bas aviv oy vas imay. Only ela bas aviv shloy bas imay. Ubas imay shloy bas aviv. Bas aviv ubas imay minayin. How do I know this is an ashora? This is a lav. Tam alayim. Eves bas eches avicha maleres avicha achoyscha he. So therefore the Torah repeats this, Ervas bas eishes avicha mledes avicha chois chahi, it's your sister. Why does it have to repeat this? Of course it's your sister. Why does it come to tell you? Because again, actually, if it wouldn't say this, yeshli manadin, I would say, let's learn from Kal V'chaymer. Maim huzer al bas imoy shaloi bas ovid. U bas ovid shaloi bas imoy, marach lizin as hard is a lav. If it's a half-sister, bas ovid bas imoy le koshka, the chavaran is a lav. Halamalta, by the fact that the Torah repeats this, achois chahi, shem asim, same thing applies not only ein onshin min adin, but also ein mas hir min adin. And this is not only in a case of kares, but the same thing chayavim malkis minayin.
How can we learn from kares? Kares is not something that
we're not finished yet. We're saying that every one of them has the same thing. Chayavim malkis minayin. How you know the same thing applies to chayavim malkis? Tam aloyma Russia, Russia. Where do we have Russia, Russia? We had that back in the Amud Aleph. We had the same Russia, Russia, Russia. Ashehu Russia lomos and bin hakoyis a Russia. The case of Russia lomos is the case of Chayavim Mitzay, Chayavim Malkis and Bin Hakoyis Rasha, 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 one to the other. Same thing applies Ein Onshin Min Adin, Ein Masir Min Adin. Chayavim Golis Minayin. How do we know the same thing applies to a person that has to go into Golis? Asir Ritzayach Ritzayach. Here it says word Ritzayach, and there it says word Ritzayach. Rashi bring the Psukim over here. We have in other places more bring Rashi brings the Psukim. Here's Ritzayach, not Ritzayach. And we don't even have Sikha Tzayachim. Let's see, Yud, you have a Yud over here. Yud, Yud, Yud. You look back at Sanhedrin Daf Yud. Okay, anyway, the point is, there you have the same Taker Tzeh, and therefore, across the board, what is Chayiv Malchus? What is Chayiv Golus? What is Chayiv Misa? What is Chayiv Karet? Whatever the Allah is.
They have Chayiv Karet, Malchus, and
what's the name by Yachoy Soy?
It's a Karet.
It's a machloikis whether it's Karet or not. He had a machloikis in the more back in Sechus Sanhedrin, the Gabe. All the blood relatives as opposed to the relatives by marriage. Anyway, bottom line is, the Gemara learns that this goes across the board on everyone and anyone, that ein onshin, ein masirin, min hadin. And therefore, said Ribi back to his father, the svar is zera gutel, but lemaisa ein onshin min hadin, and that's why, since the Torah only talks about kasher zomam, you can only give a kasher zomam, and not loy kasher osam. Tani. The Gemara tells us a real life story that happened. Omer Yehuda ben Tabai, Erev Nechama im leharagti eid zayin lehoitzim libi shel tzavakim. Yehuda ben Tabai, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai was acting as the avdezin in a particular situation, and Erev Nechama, Rashi says that this is a euphemistic term. What he's really saying is, Chas Hashem, I will not see Nechama. But the point is that he's trying to emphasize and dramatize what he's about to say. I especially made it my business to kill one Eid Zoymein. That case is talking about that the Nidoyim, the defendant, was not executed. And I made sure that in that case the Eid Zoymein should be executed to show them that you Tzedokim, you are wrong. Because the Tzedokim said in the Mishnah that Ein Neherogin Achi Yehorek. And here we kill this Eid Zoymein to go and give a punch in the face of the Tzedokim to tell them, Chever, you're wrong. You do give Nisa. Even though the nidin was not, even though only in the case where the nidin was not nerek. Omli Shimon Chetach. Shimon Chetach said also with that same degree of drama and emphasis. Erev Nechama. Omli Shafach the dam nachi. Unfortunately, you made a big boo boo. What was your boo boo? The halacha that you said against the tzedokim, you were absolutely right. However, it says over here that he killed a single Eid Zomem. Shari Omr Chacham Eina Eidim Zomem Nerog Ad Shizumu Shneyem. Vein Loik Ad Shizumu Shneyem. And therefore, since only one of the two Eidim was an Imanu Hayisim Eid Zomem, not the second Eid, he does not get executed. And you, the Yehuda Ben Tabai, executed him incorrectly against the Halach. Yad, from that point on, Kibalev Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Sheina Moira Hayroa El Lefnei Shimon Chetach. He says, from now on, I will never ever preside by a bezin and decide execution unless Rabbi Shimon Chetach is there, so that I know that he can go and veto me or correct me if I say something wrong.
But he was part of a court of 23. How could he take responsibility or on his own shoulders? He was part of a bezin of Chachimo.
So,
because he was the Avbez.
Presumably the 22 said, we're not sure, but if Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, the Avbez, if he says, he must know his stuff. He's a big paisik. And it turns out he was wrong. Anyway, it's not only Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai accepted this for the future, but he was, unfortunately, for the rest of his life, he was constantly crying about what he did, that he killed this, I wouldn't say innocent person, but a person that did not deserve to be executed. On a regular basis, the Gemara says, I don't know if this is literally every single day, or on a constant basis, he would go nebuch to the caver of that nishma, and you could hear his voice far away. Now the question is, whose voice? Are we talking about the voice of the aide that was killed, or are we talking about the voice of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, who was crying? They thought that it's the aide who's never still groaning and moaning and crying out from the grave. You made a grave mistake. That's what they were attributing the koil to, the horug. In other words, to the nerak. Omar, he said, no, Chevra, you're making a mistake. Koili shalihu. The cry that you're hearing is me. I'm never crying my heart out, never for this terrible mistake that I made, that I caused this Eid Zoymein to be kept, to be killed.
Didn't we learn in the Sanhedrin towards the end,
as was
that the Chachamim, the Rabbanim, they have the power in them to make an executive decision in an extreme case to prove a point.
Absolutely,
and this might be one of them, because you have the Sadis, you have the Sadukim here, and they wanted to uproot that.
In fact, Shimon ben Shaddach himself killed the witches in Ashkelon that time, and all the executions of that day.
So apparently, this was not needed to go and
to make
this extreme ruling. What you're saying is correct, but the reason why the Chachamim do that is not only just because they think it's a good idea, it's only because when they see that there's something wrong in Klal Yisrael. For instance, they see that people are not makbid on Chil Shabbos. So what do you do? Even a person that was only over an Isser Shabbos Drabbanon, they'll say, Avadim in a Torah doesn't deserve Misa, because it's only Drabbanon. Nevertheless, we're going to go and give him Misa anyway. Leman Yishmu Viro will fix aside that people realize Shabbos is so chomer, you have to be medak, kachut asara, don't play games with Shabbos. Don't even do Drabbanon. Here, over here, there was no need to go and kill this Eid Zayman. He did want to prove a point that the Tzedakim are wrong, but, you know, Bezdin Katlonis was not every day of the week. It's not a regular thing that you have Nebuch people right. Killing the others. So therefore this was not necessary to go and make to dramatize this halacha. And Nebuch, he messed up by killing an Eid Zayman when it should only have been Eidim Zomim.
What happened to the other Eid?
He was a perfectly good Eid. One Eid said, I saw Sunday night. They could not disprove him. But the second Eid that said, I saw Sunday night, he was in Chicago. He was Immanuel Yisa. So therefore, you cannot go and about it, the two Eidim fall away because you don't have two kosher Eidim. However, you can't go and give him execution at Chizu Mushnei. Anyway, so the Gemara says that everybody thought it was the Koyo Shel Horug, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabbai said, now you're hearing me cry out every time that I'm going to the Beis HaChaim. And he said, Teidu, I'll bring you a raya. Because Lamachar Humeis, eventually he's referring to himself, I, the Yehuda ben Tabbai, eventually will pass away, and Kol Nishma, and then you'll, for the next few months and years, you're not going to hear anything from the cemetery, so that'll be the best proof that it was me that was crying out, and not the Nebuch the Eid that cried out. It could be the Taka, the Horug is the one that's crying out. Maybe upstairs in Shemayim, as soon as the Yehuda ben Tabbai gets up there, then that aid is going to take him to Bezdin and say, you had no business going and executing me, and then they'll work it out somehow, or the Bezdin will pass him. Inami Piusi Paisei, or upstairs in Shemayim, he's going to try to appease him in one way or another. He's going to give him half of his Chedik Olam Haba, or in Gan Eden, or who knows what, but somehow upstairs, they're going to try to work it out. And that's why you won't hear the koil any longer. So there's no raya from Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabbai saying you're not going to hear the koil that was my koil. Theoretically, it could be the koil of the Nerag of the Harug. The reason why you won't hear him anymore is because they finally came to peace upstairs in Shemayim. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Have a good Shabbos.